Translation. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Idam hi pumsas tapasas sutasya va sistasya suktasya ca buddho dattayo avicchito artha paridhi nirupita yaduttama shloka gunama. So, this is our mission, that find out the original cause, that is scientific research. So all the scientists, they are trying to find out the original cause. That is advancement of education. They are analyzing one after another. But till now, they could not find it out. Big scientists have tried. But they could not. Only theory, this is the original cause, this is the original cause. But we do not depend on the theories. We depend on the daily conclusion. We do not require to make any research. It's like, ordinarily, we say there are 900,000 forms of body in the water. We get it from Vedic knowledge. Jalajanamulakha. Now, the biologists let them confirm it or deny it, because they cannot confirm it because their knowledge is experimental. Unless they find it actually, by actual experience that there are actually any living forms within the water, they cannot say yes. Neither they are able to find. Is it not? The position. First of all, if you say to the biologist that there are 900,000 different forms of life or species within the water, they will say, how it is you are affirming so positively without experiment, without research, they will say. Then we will ask, then you say, and that they cannot. This is their point. They will say, in future there is no question. You do not know now, admit. So this is their position. Therefore, this experimental knowledge is always imperfect. Always imperfect. It cannot be perfect because our experience, our power of perception, advancement of knowledge, they are imperfect. Deficiency. Therefore, for perfect knowledge, you have to approach the perfect. We accept Lord Krishna as the perfect, and his bona fide representative is also perfect. How he is perfect, Krishna may be perfect, one must be, but how his bona fide representative is also perfect. So, the answer is, the bona fide representative of Krishna, he does not say anything beyond Krishna. That is what. He may be imperfect, it doesn't matter. But, he is receiving knowledge from the perfect and is simply repeating that knowledge. That is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jari Jaku Tari Koho Koho Krishna Koho. Jari Jaku Tari Koho Krishna Koho. Amar Akshay Guru Hai Yataro Hai De. Jari Jaku Tari Koho Krishna Upadesh. You don't speak your Upadesh, your insight. That is nonsense. What you are? That is the defect of the modern civilization. They simply want to instruct by his experience. But what is your experience? They are all imperfect. But they are persistent. Now, we cannot accept any knowledge without experience. Is this not the position? Now, that is, scientists will say, why we shall accept Krishna's person as perfect. Do they not say like that?
Yes.
But they cannot give any perfect information, the theory. So our process is to take Krishna, not on our, this is the parampara system, all the acharyas. Ramana Acharya, Madhya Acharya, they take Krishna's darshan as perfect. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, therefore, that you do not instruct anything which is manufactured by you. Do not. Because you are imperfect, your manufacture or your theory is imperfect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Jari Jakho Tari Koho Krishna Upadesh. This is perfection. If you say Krishna's Upadesh in instruction, then it is perfect. And if you say your experimental instruction, then it is imperfect. Here it is said that every knowledge That's why here is our doctor, Sarup Damodar. He has got the doctorate doctrine. He has seen your book. It is a learned scholarship, research for us. That is nice. But he has admitted the original cause is Krishna. So we are asking everyone that whatever knowledge you have got, it doesn't matter whether you are a chemist or physicist or an engineer or a medical man, and there are so many, lawyers, politicians, so many departmental knowledge. So one becomes doctor and expert by high research work. That is for the last, how many years in the USA?
5 years.
5 years. After 5 years hard work and placing the thesis among the learned scholars, they admitted, yes, it is very nice research work. Now they are according to this. So it is tapasya. Tapasya. Without tapasya, you cannot get any credit. That is not possible. If one wants to get credit immediately without tapasya, that is bogus. That's why it is said tapasya and sutasya. Sutasya means hearing from the authority by attending lectures of the professors, of the scientific scholars, hearing or getting knowledge. So anyway, everyone is getting knowledge, perfection, by tapasya, by austerity, by learned scholarship. So, here it is said that these things are required for describing Krishna. These things are required for describing Krishna. Not only on the theory, but actually to prove that this knowledge is there. Krishna is full of all opulences. And it is said, jnana, jnana vairagya caiva sarayati bhagangana. What is the beginning? Aishadjasa samagrasa virjasa jasasa sriya. Krishna means he is the full opulent personality of Godhead with all the riches, all reputation, all beauty, all knowledge. That you have to prove. Any department of knowledge, you have to prove that if this knowledge is coming from Krishna. Sarvakarana karana, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadidadi Govinda Sarvakarana karana. That is Krishna consciousness. Let me sit down properly. That is a scholarship. You make research for us. But in this Shastra it is said that Krishna is the original person of this department. Suppose you are a lawyer. So Krishna gives the law. This is research. This actually Krishna gives. What is Krishna's name? Sarudharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. This is law. The first giver of law is Krishna, that you give up all nonsense, surrender unto me. This is law. Then you'll understand everything. Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta Vajyadi Mangnamasuru. Religion means the law given by Krishna or God. That is religion. Otherwise, it is not religion. That is cheating. Dharma prujita koita vastra. This is cheating religion. If you do not follow Krishna, that is cheating. Krishna means, when I say Krishna, Krishna means God. God is one. There is Krishna. Other as they admit that God is one, but they do not know who is that one God. There is a difference. There is a difference between us and others. They do not know, just like if I say, have you got any father? So he'll say, yes, I've got my father. So who is your father? I do not know. That's not very good query. Because without father, mother, there is no existence. So everyone knows I have got a father. But who is my father? That I do not know. At least in India, one who cannot say his father's name, immediately he becomes a secret. Just like the Jawal Sattva. Jawal Sattva, he went to Gautama Muni, please initiate me. And according to Vedic, something initiation is meant for the Brahma. Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya. Not for the Sudras. Sudras are not initiated. And in the Kali Yuga, because everyone is a Sudra, therefore he is first of all given training to become a Brahman, then the sacred spirit is out. This is the process. Actually, initiation cannot be given to anyone except to Brahman. So, follow Sudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Sudra. That is the reaction. Without any disagreement. Kalu Sudra Sambhava. Because they have no sanskar or sanskrita kriyahina, mlecha. One who is not undergone the reformatory processes, Garbhadhan sanskar, Upanayan sanskar, there are 10 kinds of sanskar, reform. One who has not gone, or one is not permitted to undergo the sanskar, he should go. Sanskara Sabedija. Everyone is born Sudra. By reformatory method, he becomes twice born. By the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is the mother and spiritual master is the father. In this way, Jawad Upanishad, he was asked by Gautama Muni, who is your father? So he said that I do not know. Then go to your mother, ask her. The mother could not say that I do not know who is your father. I have connection with so many men. So he came back to Gautama Muni, sir, my mother also does not know. She says that she has many connections, I do not know, in particular. But Gautama Muni immediately accepts him, yes, you are Brahma. Because you are truth. Nobody dares to say like that I do not know my father said, my mother said that, yes, you have many connections. Because you are truthful, satta samadama pitikha, so by the quality, he was accepted immediately and was initiated that you have the qualities of Brahman. But Brahman will speak truth even to his enemy. If the enemy comes, if the rope comes, how much money you have got in a box? Then Brahman will say, yes, I have got 100 dollars. Just like that day, the custom examination in Bombay, and so our Paramananda Maharaj was asked, what is the value? I purchased this. What is the value? 200. He did not say that I am using it for a long time. No, it is new aperture. That's all right. Yes. But Kali Yuga is so implicated that sometimes we have to speak the untruth. But it is the business of the Brahmana to speak the truth. No untruth. In this way, our proposition is that if we want perfection, then in whatever position we are, either I am a Brahmana, or I am a Kshatriya, or I am a Vaishya, or I am a Shudra, it doesn't matter. If we simply take this vow that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Shudra is also the original cause is Krishna. Krishna says, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, that he is the cause of the Shudras. We should not hate anyone, because everyone is born of Krishna. Aham Bijapadapita. Krishna says, Sarvajoni. It doesn't matter in what form the living entity is there, but Krishna claims that he is the father. He is the father. So, either Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya, Shudra or Mlecha, Javan or white, black, European, American, anyone, he should know that the original cause is Krishna. This is perfect. Idam himpunsa tapasasuta sava, shistasa sutta sachabuddhu dattayo. Abhichita artha, kavi bini, jaduttamaslo. If everyone says that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, this is the problem. Does not. Not that the Brahmana, Brahmana is the mouth of Krishna. And Kshatriya is the arm of Krishna. And Vaishya is the belly of Krishna. And Shudra is the leg of Krishna. But we distinguish that here is Krishna's mouth or head. All the flowers should be offered here, not to the leg. Do you make any such difference? When you worship Krishna, rather our first duty is to offer to the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna says that Shudra, Bhagavad says, Shudra is the leg. So, there may be distinction of profession, occupation, caste, creed, color. It doesn't matter. But if everyone tries to become Krishna conscious, that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, then there is life. Life is Krishna. This is our Krishna consciousness. Not blindly, but by research work. Now, how the original cause is Krishna? Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. I am the original cause of everything. Everything emanates from me. How can I deny that Krishna is not? This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, he does not see anything else but Krishna, because Krishna is the cause of everything. That is it. That is Krishna consciousness. So, we should not take anything neglectfully, neither we should be careless to take care of Krishna's property, Krishna's living being, Krishna's house, Krishna's temple, Krishna's business, Krishna's everything, Krishna's. Krishna. Ishavasamidam sattva. Just think it, just if we think like that, then that is perfect Krishna. Manmana bhavamadhapta. We may see varieties of things. It doesn't matter. But if we know that the original cause of this thing is Krishna, that is perfect. We are saying this table, it is wood. But if we know, it is a fact. You know or no, no, not know. That doesn't matter. The original cause is Krishna. The microphone, the original cause is Krishna. This sattar, the original cause is Krishna. This teacher, original cause is Krishna. Everything. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is fair, not that we are imagining. Take for example, this material thing. Material thing, this temple. It is how it is caused by Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa anaravayu khanumano buddhirivacha. Bhumi, this earth, vinna prakiti me astadha. That is my energy. So, the Bhumi, the earth, is the cause of the tree, wood, and the wood is the cause of this table. Therefore, originally, Krishna is the cause of it. There is no doubt about it. Anything you take, either you take this wood, or you take this water, or this take ether, or chemical, the original cause is Krishna. Now, to be attacked, education, that why it is called Krishna's is the reason. That is research one. How it does? Just like I give you the hint of research one, that Krishna says that the earth is my energy, separated energy. And earth is the cause of the wood, and wood is the cause of the fire, fire is the cause of melting so many, so many. You go. Idang itong sa sakal kabi di nirupito. Describe the attributes of Krishna. You can write. Just like you can write a volume of book on this table. If you are intelligent enough, you can make research work on the table. But in that research work, conclude that Krishna is a carpenter, he can write about Krishna, if he is thought. Anyone. Therefore he says, jad uttama shloka gunanubandha. Whatever your profession is there, you know that the original cause is Krishna. Now make research work and find out how Krishna is the origin. That is education. That is one. Am I right?
Yes.
So everyone can write books. Everyone wants to write books, wants to show some scholarship. Please. But the conclusion should be that here is the original cause. And it is already said in the Shastra. Krishna personally says that aham sarvasya prabhu. Matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti mana buddha bhava. This is buddha. Those who are actually educated, they are called buddha. In full knowledge. So there are departmental knowledge. So by research, when one understands that Krishna is the original cause of everything, then that is siddhanta. Therefore Chaitanya Chaitamita says that Siddhanta Bolya Chitte Natharo Alar Ya Haite Krishna Lage Sudhira Man. Siddhanta, conclusion. Try to study. Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. So whatever subject matter you have got, study. Then when you come to this conclusion, yes, actually Krishna is the original cause, then your devotion of Krishna will immediately increase. If you accept blindly Krishna, that is one of thing, another one thing. And if you study, make research work, and find out Krishna is the original cause, then your love for Krishna will increase. So this is required. This is required. So, this verse is a very important thing. And everyone should met with Atma. But a devotee, one who has concluded, one who has perfectly known that Krishna is the original cause of everything, he hasn't got to do his business decisions. He doesn't require anymore to go undergo severe austerities to find out whether Krishna is cause or not cause. Because he has already known. He has already known. Can't carry this. But if you have got doubt, met with us. He'll have come to the conclusion. But if you have concluded it, yes, Krishna is the original cause of everything. Then your business is finished. Chant Hare Krishna. But if you have got doubt, then do it. That is your business. Don't be blessed. Either you accept you're the words of Krishna. Krishna says, I am the original cause of everything. That's all right. If you believe that Krishna says, it is all right. If you do not believe, then make the decision. And third, that is what is. In both ways, you will have to come to this, because the fact is fact. Suppose somebody says, don't touch fire. It will burn your hand. If you accept it, your father's advice or your teacher's advice, don't touch fire. And if you ask good, and if you want to make research, no, why shall I believe my father, my teacher? Let me experiment. Touch. The result will be the same. But if you want to make experiment, do it. But come to this conclusion that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Then your life is perfect. Thank you very much.